Thank you for listening to Word of Mouth. It's fundraising time at NHPR, and we are asking you to chip in a little bit to cover the listening that you do. $5 or $10 is all it takes when you click on the support button at nhpr.org.
And that theme can only mean one thing. We are taking the Here's What's Awesome approach to our debate analysis today. And joining me in the studio to talk about the online conversation and memes that sprung up in real time last night in what some on Twitter coined the Rumble in Nassau County is our very own awesomator, Brady Carlson. Brady, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, Rebecca. And I want to say thanks to the debate organizers and also to Hofstra University, all our undecided voters here in the audience. I'm sorry, I'm just sort of going through my own debate
prep, I guess. Caught up.
Yeah, I just caught up in
standard
the
standard opening.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well, let's get one quick bit of business out of the way. Before the debate started, there was another little event that got our notice on Twitter, especially.
The earthquake.
Yes, the earthquake.
There was one earthquake meme that I saw, and it was really a rehash of the earthquake meme from last earthquake. It was the picture of the chair turned over in somebody's yard saying, "We will rebuild after the earthquake." And so it wasn't a whole lot of creativity, but the fact that that went up on Facebook 15 minutes after the shaking just tells you that this is like the common currency now of how we share these little moments of cultural and social importance.
I saw a couple of twit pics of pots of mums.
Yeah, boy, that's rough.
So in terms of memes that sprung up about the debate, the main event, we didn't even have to wait for the debate to start before we saw some of those, right?
No, the first one I saw was about 15, 20 minutes before the debate got going. Some reporters had been live tweeting the instructions that the debate organizers were giving to members of the audience at Hofstra, including turn your cell phone off, no photos during the debate, no text messages. I guess one of the organizers said, try not to Twitter for 90 minutes, because Twitter's a verb. I saw that at 8:38 p.m., and 5 minutes later, before the debate has begun, there was a Twitter account called Debate Audience, someone saying, you're not ever going to take my cell phone away. I'm going to tweet if I want to. It was not real. They weren't really there. But you could see these memes were getting started fast and furious, even before the candidates were even in the room.
Fighting for their right to tweet. Okay, so let's do a little timeline. The discussion on Twitter got going, largely, surprisingly to me, outside of what the candidates were actually saying, at least at first, and focused mainly on the audience. Let's hear the debate's first question posed by a college student named Jeremy.
Mr. President, Governor Romney, as a 20-year-old college student, all I hear from professors, neighbors, and others is that when I graduate, I will have little chance to get employment. What can you say to reassure me, but more importantly, my parents, that I will be able to sufficiently support myself after I graduate?
Jeremy became a little bit of an internet folk hero after asking that question. Almost immediately, there was a Twitter trend. The hashtag was #GetJeremyAJob. There was a user, Patrick Jarvis, who tweeted, hey, you know, Vikram Pandit just stepped down as Citibank. Maybe Jeremy should be the new head of Citibank. And there was another user named Sean who wrote, big ups to my man Jeremy shaking the president's hand after the debate. Some big time networking skills right there. There was also a Twitter account, Jeremy's Got a Job. It was purporting to be Jeremy. There are now reports that maybe Jeremy himself is on Twitter. We're still checking into those. That account, the Jeremy's Got a Job account, didn't get a whole lot of followers because it didn't launch until 11:34, after the debate. You got to move a lot faster.
That's
than
an eon in Twitter time. And of course, later in the night, tons of callbacks to Jeremy. I remember when a young woman asked a question, I saw a tweet that said, Jeremy, you should go ask that girl out.
It was like a little internet subplot going on during the course of the debate, because I guess we have those now.
Okay, so it seems that a lot of people jumped on the lengthy discussion about oil, gas, and coal that stemmed from a question about gas prices, but that was largely overlooked as the Canada exchange over energy, got pretty heated. But then Romney said this as his tenure of about his tenure of governor of Massachusetts. This was in response to a question about equal pay for women in the workplace.
We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
And that was the clear meme champion of the night. The second that happened, which was at 9:40 p.m., to go through the timeline here, I posted a tweet saying, someone on Twitter is about to make a snarky comment about binders full of women. A minute later, I was proven that my statement was a complete understatement. There were tons, and some of the early ones, there was one from a user who said, next week's episode of Dexter is called Binders Full of Women. 7 minutes later, so not even 10 minutes after the remark, there was a Twitter account called Romney's Binder. It posted its first tweet, "Boy, I'm full of women." Later on, there was another one, Binders of Women. A little after 10, so less than a half hour after this comment, there was a Binders Full of Women blog on Tumblr. There was a Facebook page 10 minutes after that. So the timeline for a big meme now, it starts less than 10 minutes after the comment gets started, and it's running at full speed across the web in less than an hour. That is incredibly fast. We haven't seen anything quite like that up to this point.
It is incredibly fast. One of those accounts I remember was just tweeting out like stock photos of women. That was the gist of that account. We are talking about the many online memes and real-time Twitter hashtags that sprung up during last night's debate. Word of mouth awesomeator Brady Carlson is my guest, and he and I were on the prowl last night for the trends and topics that had people online talking. Okay, a couple of things here. Let's talk about the folks creating these memes. You have to have a dedicated email account ready to create a new Twitter handle or Tumblr. It seems like there are a lot of people at the ready to create these memes, but they seem to be almost exclusively, at least last night, targeting Romney. Why do you think that is?
Well, in true debate fashion, I'm going to answer the first question first and then come back to the question you just asked. People are at the ready. I mean, the fact that these are happening so quickly suggests that there are people who set up an account and are sort of just waiting for the right moment to say, oh, okay, I heard Binders Full of Women. I'm going to go for Romney's binder and set that up. But as to the question of why these memes are targeting Romney, we talked about on the show before that the collective web culture, such as it is, tends to lean to the left in most cases. And that is not to say that there are not people on the right or in the center on the internet. There are plenty of people of all political stripes all over the internet. But this kind of broad web culture, memes, stories, viral moments that drive those conversations on the web tend to, in most cases, come from the left. And this election cycle, neither the Obama campaign or the Romney campaign are breaking much new ground in the use of social media. But the Obama campaign does have a history of playing at times for the viral moment more aggressively than the Romney campaign has done. You think of that photo of the president on the White House lawn with the lightsaber. I mean, that's just a shout out to web culture and geek culture. That plays big. He did not so long ago an Ask Me Anything chat on the site Reddit, which is itself a big player in web culture. Now, I thought when the president used the word gangbangers in one of his answers, I thought that was going to get its own meme, but it really didn't play out.
No, it didn't. I think it got overshadowed still by the binders of women. I was looking for the same thing, and I didn't see anything.
Binders were everywhere.
About that. But there was another trend, one of my favorite trends, mostly because it got momentum from one of my favorite tweeters, Will Wheaton, who some of our listeners may know as the actor who played Wesley Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation. His trending hashtag was also about a member of the audience, this time a member of the audience named Barry.
I think this is a tough question. Each of you, what do you believe is the biggest misperception that the American people have about you as a man and a candidate?
There was a lot of talk throughout the course of the debate about, you know, these are undecided voters. And the web has looked down on undecided voters, saying, you know, how could somebody still be undecided at this point? And they've derisively called them low information voters, essentially saying, you know, these people are stupid, which is, I think, a little unfair. But poor Barry got the brunt of that, as he got the last question of the debate. And the internet did not think his question was very tough. And so after the debate was over, that hashtag got started, tough questions from Barry. There was one question. They said, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Please be specific. There was one, would you prefer paper or plastic? Please answer with an interpretive dance. So these questions were not exactly so tough either.
No, nor was the question that I saw, can you tell me how to get to Sesame
Street? Lionel Richie got a shout out. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Was one question.
Well, Brady, it's probably only appropriate that we do as the Twitterverse did last night and end this conversation with a little callback to our friend Jeremy.
No matter your political stripe, Jeremy brought the country together by helping everyone try and find him a job, and also by bringing us back, at least for one night, to that Pearl Jam song. It got us stuck in everybody's head.
Jeremy spoke at the debate today.
He
Brady,
sure did.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks.
Brady Carlson is NHPR's All Things Considered host and our purveyor of all things awesome from the web and viral culture. For links to everything we talked about, including the Binders Full of Women Tumblr and some of the notable tweeters of the evening, go to wordofmouthradio.org.